हवा कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जाय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गोपी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चाहिए यमुना तीरावन चाहिए यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद भाई चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कान संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की नीति लील प्रविष्ट भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की श्रील गौर किशोर दास बाबाजी महाराज की सचित आनंद भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की वैष्णव सर्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथ दास बाबाजी महाराज की गौरी वेदांत आचार्य बलदेव भूषण प्रभु की श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर की श्री नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर की श्री रूप सनातन भक्त रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भक्त दास रघुनाथ सद गोस्वामी प्रभु की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री द्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोगोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंद देवी गंगा देवी जमुन देवी भक्ति देवी की श्री वृंदवन धाम की मथुरा धाम की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की श्री जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की श्री द्वारका पुरी धाम की श्री अयोध्या पुरी धाम की श्री श्री राधा माधव अष्ट सखी वृंद मंदिर की पंचतत्व की मायापुर चंद्रद्वय मंदिर की गौर प्रेमानंद हरि हरि बोल समावेत भक्त वृंद की समावेत भक्त वृंद की समावेत भक्त वृंद की श्रील प्रभुपाद की हरे कृष्ण नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश धारणे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवतीत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. Srimad Bhagavatam, Skanda 9, Adhyaya 4, Shloka 63. Famous Shloka. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Aham Bhakta Paradhino. Hyasvatantra Ivadvija. Sadhu bhir grasta hridayo bhaktair bhakta janapriyaha shri bhagavan uvacha aham bhakta paradhino hyasvatantra Ivadvija Sadhu Bhir Grasta Hridayo Bhaktair Bhakta Janapriyaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Aham Bhakta Paradhino Yasvatantra Ivadvija Sadhu Bhir Grasta Hridayo Bhaktair Bhakta Janapriyaha Shri Bhagavan Vacha Aham bhakta paradhino yasvatantra ivadvija sadhu bhir grasta hridayo bhaktair bhakta janapriyaha shri bhagavan uvacha Aham bhakta paradhino yasvatantra ivadvija sadhu bhir grasta hridayo bhaktair bhakta janapriyaha shri bhagavan uvacha Aham bhakta paradhino yasvatantra ivadvija sadhu bhir grasta hridayo bhaktair bhakta janapriyaha Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Aham Bhakta Paradhino Yasvatantra Ivadvija Sadhu Bhir Grasta Hridayo Bhaktair Bhakta Janapriyaha Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Aham Bhakta Paradhino Yasvatantra Ivadvija Sadhu Bhir Grasta Hridayo Bhaktair Bhaktajana Priyaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Aham Bhakta Paradhino. Yasvatantra Ivadvija. Sadhu Bhir Grasta Hridayo. Bhaktair Bhakta Jana Priyaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Aham Bhakta Paradhino. Yasvatantra Ivadvija. Sadhu Bhir Grasta Hridayo. Bhaktair Bhakta Jana Priyaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Aham Bhakta Paradhino. Yasvatantra Ivadvija. Sadhu Bhir Grasta Hridayo. Bhaktair Bhakta Jana Priyaha. Anyone else? Padapataha. Oh, you don't know what that means. Pada, word, pataha, reading. Padapataha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Aham, I, Bhakta Paradhinaha, am dependent on the will of my devotees. He, indeed, Asvatantraha, am not independent. Eva, exactly like that. Dvija, O Brahmana, Sadhubihi, by pure devotees, completely free from all material desires. Grasta Hridayaha, my heart is controlled. Bhaktaihi, because they are devotees. Bhakta Jana Priyaha, I am dependent not only on my devotee, but also on my devotee's devotee. The devotee's devotee is extremely dear to me. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Yataha Vayam Samskrita Bhasha Krite Atyanta Ruchihi Nasti Tadartam Angala Bhashayam Anuvadaha Tatapi Tatpariyam Tatapi Vyakyanam Karaniyam. Oh, I'm sorry. Because we are not interested in Sanskrit, so I have to speak in Mlecha Bhasha, English. Hare Krishna. Samskritam Shikshaniyam. That's why Prabhupada had this Padapataha, reading the words and reading the shloka. Yeah. So you could learn this topmost language, Uttamottama Bhasha, Samskrita Bhasha. Translation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said to the Brahmana, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the core of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. All the great stalwart personalities in the universe, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, are fully under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully under the control of his devotee. Why is this? Because the devotee is anya bilashita shunya. In other words, he has no material desires in his heart. His only desire is to think always of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how to serve him best. Because of this transcendental qualification, the Supreme Lord is extremely favorable to the devotees. Indeed, not only the devotees, but also the devotees of the devotees. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Chardiya Vaishnav Seva Nishtar Payeche Keba. Without being a devotee of a devotee, one cannot be released from material entanglement. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identified himself as Gopi Bhartuf Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasaha. Thus he instructed us to become not directly servants of Krishna, but servants of the servant of Krishna. Devotees like Brahma, Narada, Vyasadeva and Shukadeva Goswami are directly servants of Krishna. And one who becomes a servant of Narada, Vyasa and Shukadeva, like the six Goswamis, is still more devoted. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur therefore says, Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasadaha. If one very sincerely serves the spiritual master, Krishna certainly becomes favorable to such a devotee. Following the instructions of a devotee is more valuable than following the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. Adbhutam. Adbhutam. Wonderful. Amazing. Amazing. Following the instructions of a devotee is more valuable than following the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. There are different thoughts come in my mind reading this. Earlier, Dasa Dasa Anudasaha reminded me of Mukunda Mala Stotram, Kula Shekara, Tad Britya Britya Paricharaka Britya Britya Britasya Britya Iti Mam Smara Lokanatha. Who knows that verse? No? From Kula Shekara, Mukunda Mala Stotra. Nobody. Wow. 1, 2, 3. Tad Britya. Britya means servant. Or Britya is servant in English. Britya. There are many synonyms in Sanskritam. Many synonyms. Paryaya Padani. Pada is word I already translated, right? Pada-pataha. Pada-paryaya-pada. Synonym. Sevakaha, dasaha. Dasa-dasa-anudasaha. Dasaha, sevakaha, brityaha. There must be many other ones that don't come to mind. Tad Britya Britya Paricharaka Britya Britya Paricharaka. Who knows the verse in Gita, Paricharaka? Anybody? Can anyone remember? I remember. No? No one, no hand, interactive. Adan Pradan. Interactive class. No? Paricharyatmakam karma Shudras Chapi Swabhavajam. Padi, another, charya, to follow. Acharanam, acharya, to follow, to teach by example. Acharya, charya. Paricharyatmaka, following someone else, is the nature of a shudra. Swabhavajam, Jam, it is born. Svabhava, one's own nature. Paricharyatmakam karma, those actions where you follow someone else. Kinkaraha, who heard this word? Kinkaraha. Do we have that in the Shikshastakam? Right? What is it? Ainanda tanuja kinkaraha. Kinkaram. Kinkaram is... Anyway, I don't want to get into the grammar. Kinkaram to the servant. I am your servant. Kinkaraha, the object of the sentence, I am a servant. Here's the explanation. Kim, what? Karaha, who can tell me karaha? What to do? Karaha comes from karma, action. Kim karaha, what to do? The servant is always asking the master, what should I do now? Because he cannot act independently. Aswatantra. Sound familiar? It's on the board. Look on the board. Swatantra, swa, my own. Tantra, knowledge. Aswatantra, I have no knowledge. I am not independent. Swatantra, one who can do something on his own. How many of you heard the name of Vedanta Deshika? Show of hands. Three. That's all. That's all. Because we are Gaudiyas, we are not Ramanujas. But after Ramanujacharya, one of the great Sri Vaishnavacharyas was Vedanta Deshika. He wrote 119 different books. 119. Sanskritam, Dravida Bhasha. Who knows what is Dravida Bhasha? How many people know Dravida Bhasha? Only one, two. There's another name for Dravida Bhasha. Pancha Dravida, you heard, no? How many people heard Pancha Dravida? Dravida is South India. Pancha Dravida, five provinces. And Dravida Bhasha means the language of South India. It's usually Tamil. Andhra Bhasha, Telugu, Kannada Bhasha, Karnataka, and Malayalam Bhasha, Kerala. Dravida Bhasha. Vedanta Deshika wrote in Tamil, Sanskrit and Manipravala, mixture of Tamil and Sanskrit. Why did I remember him? Because he was given a title. One of his, when anyone is a great scholar or devotee, they're given some sort of a title, right? Baladev Vidyabhushanaha. Abhushana, decorations. Vidya, knowledge. Decorated by knowledge. And Vedanta Deshika was entitled, one of his titles, Sarvatantra Swatantra. Sarvatantra Swatantra. Sarva, all, Tantra, knowledge, Swatantra, independent. So he was a Brahmana who used to beg from door to door every day for his livelihood. Biksham bhavati dehi. Brahmanas are allowed to beg so that they can concentrate on shastras. Right? Patana patana yajana yajana dana pratigraha. Poor Sudama. Poor Sudama had nothing. We know the story. Vedanta Deshika was similar, like Sudama. Begging door to door. So he wanted to, the story is like this, that he wanted to dig a well. And wells are dug by labor class people, Shudras. Brahmanas do not dig wells. But Vedanta Deshika dug the whole well by himself, Sarvatantra Swatantra. Sorry, this is a tangent. Just to illustrate the word Swatantra. Aswatantra. How is it possible for Lord Narayana, Narayana, Supreme Personality of Godhead, how is it that he is Aswatantra, not independent? Aham bhakta paradhinaha. I am dependent on my devotees. It is a wonderful thing. Why don't we experience that? We're not such great devotees. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. Hey Kaunteya, Arjuna, please declare loudly, my devotee never is destroyed. My devotee does not perish. Someone may say, well, Duryodhana was a devotee. He perished. Someone may say that. Why? He was a rascal. Why should he be called a devotee? Can anyone answer that? Want to take it? Yeah? Yes. Who? I'm looking for something else. Why was Duryodhana a devotee? I think he said that, right? He was a devotee of Krishna's devotee. Balaram is Krishna, right? None different. Anyway, you got it. That's the answer. Someone may say he's not a devotee, and yet he was a devotee of Balaram, wasn't it? It's like that. Hard to understand. Just like Ravana was a devotee of Shiva. Ravana was a devotee of Shiva, but he was a rascal. And a few days ago we all, I attended the burning of Ravana. I don't know how many. Did you burn Ravana here? In the campus? Okay. But he was a devotee, he was a pundit. And Durvasa is considered as an Ansha avatar of Shiva. Like Adi Shankaracharya is considered avatar of Shiva. Isn't it? So sometimes this is hard to understand. But this is a very famous verse. Aham bhakta paradhinaha. I am dependent on my devotees. And so the glories of a devotee is established. But one thing, devotees don't think that they're devotees. Right? Devotee doesn't think. Kulashekar, Mukunda Mala Stotra, again, Tad Britya, Britya Paribharaka, Britya Britya Britasya Britya Iti Mam Smara Lokanatha. Hey Lokanath, who understands the word Lokanath? I think you should all know. No? Who does not understand the word Lokanath? You all know. Lord of the people, Loka. Lord of the universe, Loka. It has two meanings. Hey Lokanath, Tad Britya Britya Paricharaka Britya Britya Britasya Britya Iti Mam. Think of me as the servant of the servant of the servant, the 23rd servant of your Paricharaka, your servant. Which is, Prabhupada quoted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopi Bhartuhu, the husband of the gopis. Correct? Am I wrong? Correct? But gopis were not married to Krishna. It's parad, what is it? Swakiya parakiya. They're not, okay. But he was their husband. Gopi bhartuhu padakamalayoho. At the lotus feet of the dasa dasa anudasa. I'm the servant of the servant. Same mentality. I am not a devotee. I am a devotee of a devotee. Now, there's a group of people that say Prabhupada is the last devotee. They're not sitting here. They don't come here. Punjabi Sikhs, they say the same thing, right? Guru Gobind Singh was the last guru. And yet we know that there's guru evam parampara praptam. And Prabhupada thousands of times said parampara. Guru shishya parampara. Or imam rajashayaha. Rajarshis, they also understood. Because these Rajas in the childhood, they did something that we did not do. And we are supposed to do, and I hope in the future we will do. Can anyone guess what is that? What makes a Raja a Rishi? Who can say? Yeah. They went to Gurukul, correct. But in Gurukul, what did they study? Recently, I visited a very famous temple of ISKCON where there's a school. And in the school, I saw the children were wearing dhotis and tilaks. And they were studying the modern educational syllabus. It's going on everywhere. It's not in one place. It's going on right here. Excuse me. People who are watching on TV. What did Krishna and Balaram study in Avanti? Avanti. Pardon? Only. That's it. 64 arts. Vedic school. What is Vedic school? What do they teach in Vedic school? Vedas. Ah. What do the Brahmanas all over India study? Vedas. Prabhupada, here, Dvija. Right there. Am bhakta paradino hyasvatantra eva Dvija. Hey Dvija, Sambodhan. You know that Sambodhan? Who knows Sambodhan? Who doesn't know Sambodhan? You don't know Sambodhan? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Sambodhan is calling out the eighth declension. Right? Nominative, accusative, dative, ablative, instrumental, I forgot. Nominative, accusative, instrumental, dative, ablative, genitive, locative, vocative. Sambodhan, calling out, hey Krishna, hey Rama, hey Dvija. Yeah. Oh Brahmana, who's calling the Brahmana? Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Lord, is talking to Durvasa. Hey Dvija, oh Brahmana. Aham bhakta paradhinaha asvat yasvatantra eva. When Brahmanas study, the first thing is to memorize a Veda. That's why you have Avadhanis. Then you have Dvivedi, Trivedi, Chaturvedi. You've heard this names, right? Then after Veda, Vedangas. Then after Vedangas comes Upavedas, Puranas, Itihasas, and then Darshana Shastras, philosophy, Vedanta. We're supposed to be Vedantists, right? Baladev Vidyabhushan, Govinda Bhashya, Gaudiya Vedanta. Gaudiya Vedanta Acharya. And then there's law, Dharma Shastras. And then there's Ayurveda. Dhanurveda, what Balaram was teaching Duryodhana. Balaram was the guru, right? Gada Yud, club warfare. Gada Yud. So, Prabhupada commented here. Everyone become a devotee. Same time, Varnashram Dharma. Dvija, someone is a Brahmana. Rajarshi, someone is a Kshatriya. But that Kshatriya who's a Rishi should have also studied Vedas like the Brahmanas. Even the Vaishyas, because Dvija means Yagnopavit Sanskar. And that is for the people on this side of the room. And that side of the room. I have to quote another verse from the Bhagavad. Dana dharman, raja dharman, moksha dharman, vibhagashaha, stri dharman, bhagavad dharman. Bhagavad dharma is the duty of devotees. Ashesha vyasa yogataha. Srimad Bhagavatam 1:9:27. Lord Krishna took Yudhishthir to Bhishma, lying on a bed of arrows. He inspired, is that the word? Inspired, encouraged Yudhishthir. Inquire, now he's leaving his body. Find out what is dharma. By the way, that verse is in Bhagavatam, but the Upadesh, that is being the Upadesh, the teachings that were given by Bhishma to Yudhishthir. Anyone know where that is? Take a guess. Bhishma Parva is wrong. But Mahabharata is right. No, not in the Bhishma Stuti. You have 50%. Shanti Parva. Shanti. Bhishma Parva is the war. And after the war, Shanti. Peace. War and peace. So, Dana Dharman, how to give in charity. What is charity now? Hospitals and modern educational institutions in India and all over the world. How much money does Harvard University have? Anybody know? It's between $50 to $100 billion. Yeah, $50 to $100 billion. Thank the Tatas for giving $50 million. For Harvard Business School. Thank them. The Tata buses that you're riding in, the profits went to Harvard University. Yeah, it's true. Modern charity, Dana Dharman. In this country, there was no engineering college, right? There was no technical institute. There was no NIT, there was no IIT, there was nothing. There was Sandipani Ashram in Avanti. Where did they? They were out in the forest collecting wood. Right? They were not at their computers like me. Rascal. We are rascals. Yesterday I posted a picture of all the buildings here. I took a picture from a distance on Facebook and I said, urban blight in Mayapur. But it's a catch-22, as we say in American slang, because Prabhupada wanted a city. But Prabhupada also said Calcutta is hell. And this urban, what's come up here is also hellish. Hey Prabhu, I'm getting off the subject. But I didn't have a subject, is Subject is bhaktas are great. And that's in that shloka, dana dharman, raja dharman, moksha dharman, vibhagashaha, stri dharman, bhagavad dharman. Devotees have duties according to Bhishma. Ashesha vyasa yogataha, in detail and in brief he explained. But that explanation is in Shanti Parva of Mahabharata, we have to read. Devotees are great, but devotee of a devotee of a devotee of a devotee is better. And Lord himself says, I'm under my devotees. But then Varnashram Dharma, why? People will say, devotees, they say, we don't want Varnashram Dharma. Varnashram Dharma is the caste system. So there's another verse, but I didn't memorize it all. But 2:16, Varnashrama Vinishchayaha is mentioned. Second canto. Brahmanda Kosha, Brahmana Andakoshasya. That's how it starts. Pramana Andakoshasya. You can find it. And then Mahanta Anucharitam. Stories of great. What is in the Bhagavatam? Description of the universe. Pramana Andakoshasya. Pramanam Andakoshasya. How large is this universe? Mahatam Anucharitam, the stories of, and one verse is escaping me, Varnashrama Vinishchayaha, and the determination to establish Varnashram Dharma. And Prabhupada said 50% of my work is remaining because I haven't established Varnashram Dharma. So, Brahman Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra, we have work. Ladies have their work, Stri Dharma. We should do work according to our guna and karma. And be a devotee. So, Daiva Varnashra. Oh, Daivi Varnashra. Be a devotee. Of a devotee, of a devotee, of a devotee. So, Prabhupada did not create devotees according to this Ritvik idea. Prabhupada was the only pure devotee, and there's no pure devotee. But how can we say? Since we are not pure, they are also not pure. But the purest devotee says, I'm not pure. The topmost devotee thinks himself as the most fallen. Different grades of devotees are there according to the Bhagavad later on. So Ambarish, we forgot about Ambarish in all this time. He was a great king, but he used to wash the temple. He used to do humble service. He never had that Ishwara Bhav, but that's in Gita, that Kshatriya is supposed to have Ishwara Bhav. Kshatriya, that many people blame King Pratap Rudra because he was more interested in Mahaprabhu and Harinam and Bhakti than running the kingdom. So some historians they blame, oh, because of him, you know, Muslim expansion. Some people charge like that. Arjuna, Pandavas, there are many, even Parikshit, they did the Raja Dharma, Raja Dharman, they followed the duties of kings. Part of that is to conquer other kings, fighting. Yudhi Shtiraha, steady in battle. Yudhi in fighting, Yudh, right? I think the president of Indonesia, not now or recently, Yudhayono, right? He had a Sanskrit name. Fighter. Yuyutsu, one who desires to fight. Who is Yuyutsu? How many of you know who is Yuyutsu? One. Only one. Yuyutsu. Who was Yuyutsu? I couldn't catch that. From kept wife. No, Vaishya wife. Vaishya wife. Kept wife. Dhritarashtra had another wife. Right, exactly. Yuyutsu left the Kauravas and joined the Pandavas in fighting. But the word Yuyutsu means one who desires to fight, who has a desire to fight. Yuyutsu. They were Kshatriyas. They were Kshatriyas. Unfortunately, today we don't see Kshatriyas. Maybe there's a few somewhere hiding, I don't know. The kings are all rascals. The leaders, they're not Kshatriyas. Those Vedic Kshatriyas, what we read in the Ambarish type of Kshatriya. See the big temples in Tamil Nadu. Mostly the biggest temples in India are in Tamil Nadu. And those temples were built by kings. Recently I went to Rameshwaram. It's an island. Huge temple built with stones. How did they build that temple? Kings obviously were involved, but there's another thing that was involved. Big, big stone blocks. How they fit them? Who can say? One word. Huh? No. Meh. Come on. What do they call the king of Puri? What's his title? Huh? The present king of Puri, what is he called? We don't even know his name, but we know his title. Nobody. Huh? Gajapati. What does that mean? Lord of elephants. Pati is Lord. Gaja. Gajendra, king of the elephants. Gajapati. The big, big temples were built with elephants. Hastinapur. Hasti is an elephant. Lots of elephants were there. Now, machines. Kill the animals and use machines. This is what's happening. When Prabhupada disappeared, November 1977, four of us, we got in a car in Hyderabad and we drove 30 hours, ambassador car, to Vrindavan. What did we see on the road? Trucks? Hardly we saw a truck. Yeah, there were a few trucks. Thousands and thousands of bullock carts. Thousands of bullock carts. Gone. Finished. Sad story. Hare Krishna. Story of Kali Yuga. Machines, buildings, engineering colleges, and no devotees. We're trying. That I saw yesterday, day before. Yesterday, how many people are coming here? Right? This project is actually a great success. We can be negative, but we can also be positive. Prabhupada wanted to preach to the world. At least the Bengali world is coming. Thousands and thousands of people are coming. Yeah. This project is already a great success. And people are becoming devotees. You know, you can see everyone gave up the dhotis. And the saris also are going away. But you see some people with the tilaks and they're new. You know, they're because of the preaching here. So, it'll take time. When this temple opens, I think it's going to be even bigger, right? More people. It's hard to walk here when the crowd like that on Sunday. So, acha, I want to make everyone devotee. Change the dress, change the name, change the religion for us Malechas and Yavanas from the West. What else did we change? Change the food. Mostly. Sometimes we have pizza. What else should we change? Language. Bhasha parivartanam. Sanskrita bhasha. Bengali also is Sanskrit. Sanskrita bhasha yaha putri. The daughter of Sanskrit. Bhagavata bhasha. Sanskrita bhasha. Gita yaha bhasha. Sanskrita bhasha. Ashtadasha mahapuranani Sanskrita bhashayam. We should not learn. We should not change. There are many languages here. I'm speaking in English, but they're Latvia, Lithuania, Russia, Ukraine, Europe. How many languages in the world? Chinese, Japanese, Korean. Sanskritam yadi shikshayishyamaha. Shastra jnanam swayam eva agamishyati. If we learn Sanskrit, we'll get the knowledge of shastras. When we read patana kale, padapataha patana kale, when we read bodha bhavishyati, we'll be able to understand. Chintaniyam, we should consider that, I think. Hare Krishna. Time is up, but anyone want to ask a question? It's optional now, people are leaving. Mataji, yeah. Anugrihitosmi. Thank you. I'm grateful to you.
Hare Krishna. Very enlightening lecture, Prabhu. And for me, as a mother of a 12-year-old daughter, it's been in my mind since long time. Like Prabhupada mentioned that our children should learn English and Sanskrit. And I see that in ISKCON, kind of all over the world, we are not really giving importance to Sanskrit. So that means we are not giving importance to Prabhupada's instruction. So if you could...
I agree with you. It's a question of desire. And language is learned, mother tongue, mother is the first guru, who teaches the child to speak. And the child doesn't come here, sit on my lap, today is grammar lesson number one. That's not how language is learned. First is shravanam, hearing, and then kirtanam, vachanam, uvacha, uvacha, he said, vadanam, words. So word by word, we are supposed to learn by reading these purports, reciting these verses, but sambhashana means conversation. Language means conversation. So we need to learn how to construct simple sentences. Rama, Sita, drishtam. Rama saw Sita. Rama bahir gatavan. Rama went out. These type of small sentences, if you can form in your mind, but you need to learn the verbs. But you cannot cram it up also. So word by word, you have to ask. So there's a system. If you learn 5 sentences, in any language you can learn that language. Because 5 sentences is also a formality. 1 is essential. What is the Sanskrit word for the English word blank? Then you ask. Going, coming, seeing. But you need somebody who can speak Sanskrit. Ah, that is a trick. There are people. Right here also. There are a few in Mayapur. You have to find them. You have to ask these questions. What is this Sanskrit word? Word by word you have to learn. And you have to ask in Sanskrit. So how to do that? You have to write it down first. But Angala Shabda good, what is it? Angala Shabdasya, Angala Shabda good iti Sanskrite kimbhavati, like that. What is the word good in Sanskrit? No, what is the Sanskrit word for the English word? Samskrita Shabda, Angala Shabda good iti Samskrita Shabda kim. You like that? Anyway, you need to ask. And then the formal, my knowledge of Sanskrit is very little, knowledge of Bengali is very little, knowledge of Hindi, knowledge of Japanese, Chinese, Korean, whatever. You could use this method to learn any language. So first thing is, Bho is, again, Sambodhan, Bho. Bho Guru Charanaha. So you can address a guru. Bho Brata, Bho Bhagini, O sister, O brother. Mama Samskrita Gyanam Alpam Asti. My knowledge of Sanskrit is very little. That's the second. First is, excuse me. When you want to ask a question, you say, excuse me. So Bho Bhagini, Bho Brata, Bho Guru Charanaha, Kripaya Mam Kshamadvam, please excuse me. Mama Samskrita Gyanam Alpam Asti, my knowledge of Sanskrit is little. So then you want to know what is the Sanskrit word for the English word good. Angala Padasya good, Samskrita Kim Bhavati. Then Kripaya Mam Vada, please tell me. Anugrihitosmi, Anugrihitasmi, Strilingam. 5 sentences. Panchamritam. It's possible. And after learning to speak, then you can study the Harinamamritam of Jiva Goswami, or which is based on Panini's Ashtadhyayi. If you want. Actually, to learn a language, you don't need grammar. Because we're speaking English, we don't... the object of the sentences. We don't analyze our sentences. We could, but we don't. So if you learn to speak, you got the language. Only thing in Sanskrit is that Britya, Sevakaha, Dasaha, and it goes on and on. There are so many synonyms. So you have to have that intelligence to know all the, like water, there's 150 words. So it gets tough, no doubt. But it's not asambhavam nasti. It is not. Vartalapaha aneke kurvanti bharate. The thousands of people speak. Sambhavam asti. It is possible. Kinchit kashtam bhavishyati. There'll be a little difficulty. But there's a difficulty for everything in life. In this country, there are many multilingual people. In India, there, at least here, they speak Hindi and Bengali. At least 2 languages. And now English. And then there are gramabhasha. There are village languages. Or people in Bangalore, they speak 4 or 5, right? Karnataka bhasha, Dravida bhasha, Tamil, Telugu. It's the meeting point of all these different languages. So like that, if people can speak 3-4 Indian languages, why not Sanskrit? We have to try. We should try. We are lazy. I'm also lazy. Unfortunately, manda sumanda matayaha. Kali Yuga people are manda, dull. Sumanda, very dull. Manda matayaha, dull-headed. Bhagavat says, right? Prayenal payusha sabya kalo asmin yuge janaha manda sumanda matayaha manda bhagya hi upadrutaha. They're unlucky. They don't want to learn Sanskrit. You don't need Sanskrit for getting liberation. How many people told you that? Right? Yeah, you don't. But if Krishna spoke, why didn't he speak in English? Why didn't he speak in Chinese? Why didn't he speak in, falana, falana, whatever? So many languages he could have spoke. Gita, Mahabharata, Vyas, why he used Sanskrit? Deva Bhasha. It's Girvana Bhasha. It's spoken in the heavenly planet, spoken in the Vaikuntha Loka. Now we may say, well, Bridge Bhasha is spoken in Goloka. Maybe. But Krishna, when he came, he spoke in Sanskrit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't write anything. Only Shikshastakam, that he didn't write in Bengali. He wrote in Sanskrit. Then six Goswamis, they were Bengalis. They all wrote in Sanskrit. And Baladev was Uriya. And Vishwanath was Bengali. They all wrote in Sanskrit. Bhaktivinod started the Bengali. He also wrote in Sanskrit. I saw Prabhupada speak in Sanskrit in Hyderabad. Yeah. Believe it or not, you don't have to believe it. Prabhupada could speak. But merciful, you know, Dinadayalu, Dinadayal, Dinabandhu. We are the Dinas, fallen. And he was Dinabandhu, so he spoke in English, he spoke in Hindi, he spoke in Bengali. Adarsha, ideal, is Sanskrit. That's what I think. Well, maybe it's my subjective opinion. I don't know the whole language, I have to be honest. It's a vast language. And sampurna kevalam samskritena vyavahara karaniyaha. We should only talk in Sanskrit, but we're not talking in English, Hindi, Gujarati, Bengali. Hare Krishna. Ah, Prabhu. Right.
In ancient days, all the scriptures are written in Sanskrit or not? But we are focusing some part, just like verses in Sanskrit, and purport is in English.
Right.
Why we are not following all this in Sanskrit?
And yeah, like I said, manda sumanda mataya, dull headed, that's all.
So,
you know, in the Mangal Arati, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Guru Vashtakam. Right? Sakshad Hari Tvaina Samasta Shastraihi. In all Shastras it says the Guru is Sakshad Haritva. Almost Hari. Samasta Shastraihi. The Shloka itself is Sanskrit. And Samasta means all. Shastras, they're all in Sanskrit. We don't want to understand. Excuse. You know, chant 64 rounds. No, I can't. So many chant, can, Prabhupada. It's like that. Learn Sanskrit, speak Sanskrit. No, can't. I'm getting liberation. I'm getting moksha. Why should I learn? Why should I learn? I'm already getting, I'm a bhakta. Aham bhakta paradina. He, you know, you can think God is our servant, but we never say like that. We are bhaktas and God, aham bhakta paradina. It's laziness, that's all.
So I said that few person written in Sanskrit and translation is English,
right.
Report is in English. So if we,
no, that's because people are out of touch with Sanskrit.
Why we are reciting?
See, Prabhupada, when it's like a fisherman. It's a bad example. But a fisherman casts a net. The wider the net, the more fish he'll catch. And so prachar pravritti, the activity of preaching, you have to reach to the most people. So you have to use the boli bhasha, the languages that are commonly used. You understand my point? But here, Bengali, the people that are coming here, they're not English speakers. They're Bengalis. I saw yesterday, thousands and thousands of Bengalis are coming here. So you have to preach in Bengali. No, someone who lives here, he should learn Bengali. Prabhupada in Vrindavan, I was not there, but one god brother was sitting with Prabhupada and the temple president, and Prabhupada was speaking in Hindi, and then he turned to the temple president and he said, "Do you understand what we're saying?" And he said, "No, Srila Prabhupada." And then Prabhupada turned to that another god brother. Just see, he is living here and he thinks he should not, he doesn't need to know the language. Prabhupada was chastising him. You have to learn these languages. If you're living here in Mayapur, you have to speak Bengali. My daughter speaks Bengali. She was here 6 years.
Prabhuji, in Orissa, an acharya says that we are reciting the Sanskrit verses to purify ourselves.
No, but to learn Sanskrit also, Prabhupada wanted us to learn.
So some portion of the Sanskrit, is the verse is Sanskrit because that we are to purify ourselves, that you have to recite this verse.
No, but also we are learning words. Shabda koshaha, dictionary. Shabda koshaha. Vardaniyaha, we should expand that dictionary. We need to know. Aham, I. Bhakta paradhinaha, I am dependent on my devotees. Paradhinaha, he surely, asvatantraha, I am not independent, eva, like, dvija, o dvija, sadhu bihi, by the sadhus, grasta hridayaha, my heart is captured, bhaktaihi, by devotees, sadhu hridayaha, grasta hridaya bhaktaihi, my heart has captured by devotion, bhakta janapriyaha, I forgot to use that word, bhakta vatsalaha, bhakta vatsala, bhakta janapriyaha. I am attached to my, the greatness of devotees, is devotees' greatness here. It's late, I also have to attend a meeting at 10 o'clock. Mama sarva dosha kshamyatam, please excuse my offenses. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Anugrihitos.
Oh,